We turn now to Stockholm. Authorities have arrested a man they believe to be responsible for yesterday's truck attack. The Prime Minister of Sweden has described it as an act of terror. The truck plowed through a pedestrian mall in the heart of Stockholm before it smashed into a department store. 4 people died. 15 people were injured. Magnus Norell studies terrorism as a scholar for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us from Stockholm. Mr. Norell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Help us understand this part of Stockholm and why it might figure as a target for someone who wants to instill fear in the heart of a city.
Right. Well, if you want to do something in Stockholm, that would be the place to do it, because it's smack in the middle of the city. It's a major pedestrian street, lots of shops and restaurants, normally full of people, especially on a Friday afternoon. So if you really want to make an impact, that would be a logical place to strike.
It's been targeted before, I gather, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, but that was, 7 years ago, almost on exactly the same spot, actually. There was an attempt suicide attack, but the perpetrator only managed to kill himself at that point.
Help us understand how, over the past few years, the atmosphere in Stockholm and in Sweden may have changed.
Well, I mean, in theory, of course, everybody here, as well as in other countries in Europe, we are aware of that there is a threat picture here. So the police, of course, have been saying for a number of years that, you know, something may happen. Sweden is not immune, even though cities like London and Paris and Berlin, of course, are more high-value targets. But there's been a sense that something like this might happen. But this was the first. And when it does happen, because now this is the real thing, there is, I would say, mentally, lack of preparedness, maybe, but that's normal because it's never happened before. So I think, you know, we will see in time. We will find out how much will change, if anything. But
what about the increase? What about the increase in immigrants? How is that figured into Sweden?
Well, for starters, we don't know if this is related in any way yet. In this is a particular incident. But, of course, the impact...
I meant how it might be related to the reaction of the Swedish public.
Yeah, all right, okay, sure. No, it's been a discussion for the last, especially the last year and a half, and since the fall of 2015, when we had this large influx of migrants. So, of course, that very issue is on top of the agenda here. And it's already shown itself especially in social media when discussions about this terror attack has occurred. But again, I just like to emphasize that so far we don't know if there is a connection, even though the perpetrator in custody is a foreign national, is from Uzbekistan.
Yeah, and may I ask, do Swedes feel more vulnerable? Is there more call for more preparation?
It's a good question. The police have been saying that they are sort of stepped up security, but I'm not sure that is really the case. I mean, in theory they say, you know, something might happen, but a truck attack like this is extremely difficult to defend yourself against, especially if you use a truck inside the city. It's not really a problem if you wanna. It's a very quote-unquote cheap way of and simple way of doing a lot of harm. I think in the short term, people will be more scared, maybe.
Magnus Durell in Stockholm, thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you.